In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Diabolical infestation refers to the strong presence of the devil, which can be felt in places, things, or animals. Many times, this is because spiritualist or satanic meetings have been held in that place, and it has been imprinted in that place, or in the things that are in it, as if it were diabolical radioactivity. Strange things can also happen, because they have cursed those who live in that place, and there are manifestations of doors and windows that open by themselves, or objects that change places, or things that appear and disappear for no real reason. On occasions, the problems may be due to some condemned soul or wandering soul that is in the place, causing these phenomena. The demon can act through vexations, obsessions, or infestations, in addition to possessions. In the vexations, the evil one acts from the outside with blows, scratches, burns, moving them to different places, and many other things done to the people he attacks, but only to the extent that God gives him permission, as has happened many times in the lives of saints. In obsessions, the evil one acts from the inside with obsessive thoughts, like killing another person, taking their own life, having a strong dislike for the wife or husband, having a very strong sexual attraction to their own children or to consecrated persons, and other circumstances. In the infestations of houses, animals, or places, the evil one manifests his presence with shouts, opening and closing doors and windows, or moving objects from one place to another, turning lights and electrical devices on and off, with the objective of not leaving the family who lives in those places in peace. Haunted houses are infested houses that may be infested for having held Ouija sessions, spiritualism, magic, occultism, or satanic rites, just to name the most common scenarios. This can also happen because of a demon or a condemned soul. Also, this can happen because of the souls in purgatory, especially if they are wandering souls and want to get the attention of their relatives to pray for them. The famous Austrian mystic Maria Sima tells us, "In purgatory, there are many levels. The souls that usually appear to me are the ones on the highest level, closest to paradise. But one can go from the lowest level to paradise in a moment if one receives many prayers from other people." One day, a widower asked me to help him because very strange things were happening in his house. I went to spend the night at his house, and soon very strong blows began to be heard. I asked, "What can I do for you?" The noise got louder, and suddenly a huge beast appeared, a kind of hippopotamus, and then a big snake that devoured it. Then the scene disappeared. The hippopotamus was a symbol of hardness of heart. I spoke with the widower, and he explained that his wife of 30 years had been an enemy of another lady who wanted to make peace with his wife. This refusal of his wife to forgive the other lady caused her to go to the lowest level of purgatory. Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, on July 13th of the year 1821, tells us, "Today, I saw a very large and frightening boar that came out of a deep and smelly place. I trembled and shivered. It was the soul of a lady from Paris. She told me that I could not pray for her, since there was no possibility of helping her, since she had to remain in purgatory until the end of the world, but that I had to pray for her daughter so that she would convert and not commit sins like her." Maria Sima says that at this lower level, people must first suffer for their sins before they have the benefit of the masses and prayers offered for them. The continual attack of Satan is part of these sufferings that they must undergo. The fire that is so talked about in hell and in purgatory is a spiritual fire that affects the soul and only exists at this lowest level. The souls place themselves in each of these levels. In other words, according to their lack of purification, each one realizes what they have to suffer and purify. Each one carries within himself or herself the corresponding level. Actually, we can say that there are as many different levels as there are different kinds of people. It is common to find haunted houses or places that were used as abortion clinics, places of burial of the deceased, such as cemeteries, and houses of prostitution or brothels. There have been reports that if you have any cursed object, wizard's objects, talismans, amulets of any kind, and any other kind of material, such as reading material, this may trigger the place where these objects are to be a haunted house. The presence of some conflictual person who can unconsciously produce certain phenomena that cause terror would be the case of the poltergeist in a house. A very special case is that of Dr. DeVee. He had received threats to himself and his family from a person well known to him. Soon, very strange things began to happen. Things that caught fire, objects that disappeared, threatening papers that appeared in various places in the house on different days, with the same handwriting. At first, he thought someone was breaking in and making things disappear and leaving the written notes. He changed the locks on the doors and added more security, but everything was the same. Until he realized that everything was produced by the power of the devil, and a prayer of deliverance was done by a priest, and everything returned to normal. There are also cases of demonic writing, which is done directly by the demon on normal paper. The demon writes his terrifying messages, or unknown and secret news, for members of a certain family, while they are away and the house is locked. The evil one also does it when they are present, and one can see the white paper that is filled with words. Many of our priests have entire packages of these demonic writings received from troubled families of confirmed cases. Many times, while the devil writes his infernal messages, various objects appear in the house, on the table, or on the floor: stones, crosses, pieces of iron, burned books, rings, amulets, exotic fruit, talismans with strange things. The chairs move or fly, like death threats for the people of the house, who cry and scream in terror. Sometimes, while the demon writes the messages, he literally hits them with invisible but real rods. These are preternatural phenomena that have been confirmed by priests who are experts in these situations, and that cease with repeated blessings with exorcised water and by praying the Our Father, where we say, "Deliver us from evil," that is, deliver us from the evil one. The Italian Catholic priest and exorcist of the Diocese of Rome, who performed thousands of exorcisms, Reverend Gabriel Amorth, tells us an interesting case. The family that lived in that house was very nervous and scared. Everyone heard continuous noises day and night. The windows and doors opened by themselves. Lamps and electrical appliances mysteriously turned on or off. At night, everyone woke with a start to the sound of invisible footsteps going up and down the stairs that led to the bedrooms on the upper floor. The house pets, a dog and two cats, were equally nervous and easily angered. On the day set for the exorcism, the owner of the house came to pick me up early in his car. The house was 2 hours away from Rome in the countryside. Once there, I felt the desperation of the couple. She and he confessed that they had considered selling the house to move to live in the main city. I asked them if they had any record of any tragic event that occurred in that same place. His wife then remembered that years earlier, her unmarried brother-in-law, her husband's brother, had taken his own life on that same staircase as a result of a deep depression. I advised them, the origin of all the phenomena is clear. The soul of her unmarried brother-in-law in pain asks you for help to rise to God in heaven. Then I blessed the house with three sacramentals, exorcised oil, exorcised water, and exorcised salt. Then I did the same with the animals. Finally, I advised them to offer a dozen masses for the purification of the soul of the deceased. 2 months later, the spouses called Reverend Gabriel Amorth to tell him that the phenomena had subsided. Peace finally reigned throughout the house. The stopping of the noises happened at the same time as a profound change in their souls after returning to religious practice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.